I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. That is God's will every day, every night of your life, is that you win, and then you win, and then you win. He always causes us to triumph, the scripture said. That's always his will. Now, I know that that's not what has always happened, but there's a lot of people that do a lot of things that's not God's will. But his will doesn't change, and if you will come and agree with him, he wants victory in your life. Hallelujah. So, Father, we do all of us agree together today as touching these things, asking you for the utterance, the anointing, and ears to hear, Lord, eyes that can see and hearts that can understand the very things you know we need to lay hold of today, now. We ask for answers, for direction and help. And we thank you, Lord, out of your kindness and mercies, out of your faithfulness and goodness, ministering to us like you do. Give us this day our daily bread, and we'll give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, in the Faith School here, we have been on a series for a number of weeks that we're calling Faith for Provision. Now, if you haven't been with us, we're into the kind of the middle of this now, and we've got hundreds of messages on faith leading up to this point. We talked about why do you even need faith. We talked about what faith is. We talked about how faith comes. We talked about how to develop your faith. We talked about what unbelief is. We talked about faith for healing and any number of things, hundreds of messages that are available to you, no charge, if you'll just go to faithschool.org. It's all there, no commitment required. And the reason I say that is because we're building on what went before. And so you can go back and catch up with us. Well, our main text on this series has been Psalm 23. So you can go there if you would. Psalm 23. And the very first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And as a result of him being my shepherd, what do we get? I shall not want. And that same word translated want is translated lack in this same King James Bible. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. And that was the first reason and point we got into, giving you one by one 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Why don't you just say that out loud and see how it sounds to you? Abundant provision, is always God's will, for us all. Say it again. Abundant provision, is always God's will, for me. Hallelujah. Well, this is the question. Is that true? Is that true? You know, you don't want to just take my word for it, or any preacher or Bible teacher or anybody's thought. You know, one person's opinion is not any better than another's per se. But the Word of God is eternal truth that cannot fail, that does not change. And that's why we're saying 30 reasons from the Scriptures. From the Scriptures. This is a big deal in everybody's life. Everything we do is affected by provision. Everything in this life. I mean, you know, you had to have money to have something to put on, right? You had to have money to have something to eat. You had to have money to have a place to stay, a place to sleep. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And if you're going to do anything substantial, I mean, in a business, it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of material things. If you're going to do anything substantial with a church or with ministries, it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of material things. Well, does God want us to have it or not? Does he prefer to see us do without? Does he use lack as a teaching tool, as a developmental thing? Now, you know, a lot of you in the class here, I'm hearing no. but you have been with us. And if you've been with us in the class over all these other reasons, well, you should say no. But it's still, the fact remains, millions of people believe that lack is of God. They believe that going through tough times and hard times, it just is God's mysterious will. We don't know why. Why are some people born, you know, into billions in their family money, and other people are born into starving in different parts of the world? Well, we don't know why God has chosen. Hold on. Did he choose it?
No.
You see what I'm saying? See, blaming God for what the scripture calls a curse, the result of sin and death, is not consistent with all the other truth revealed in the scripture. And that's what we've been saying, is that truth is consistent and all of it works together. Every verse in scripture agrees with every other verse. If you don't think so, something's wrong with your thinking, but not the word. And when you grow and learn more and are enlightened more, you'll go, oh, I see. It feels perfect. And, you know, I've been studying the word for, you know, 45 plus years now. And I keep seeing I'm talking about my own experience, that there have been things that I thought, well, now hold on, how does this fit with this? And I can see how people think, well, they're contradictions. But they're not contradictions. They're just big gaps and holes in your understanding. And when you learn and you grow and you develop, you'll go, oh, that's beautiful. That just lays right together. Well, of course, if it's divine, if it's from God, it's going to be right.
Yes.
Right? It's going to be perfect. And it is. This Bible, it will take any amount of scrutiny you want to put on it. You can put all the pressure you can imagine and all the scrutiny and all the intense examination that you want to, it will bear it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is eternal truth.
Yes.
Unchanging. And so that's where we should go to find out the will of God. Not looking around us out here. Not seeing what's happening or what's not happening to determine the will of God. There's all kind of things happening in this ungodly world that are not God's will. He's allowing it because he's allowing men and women to choose against him and to reject him. But it doesn't please him and it is not his will. I want to know his will.
Yes.
Any of you?
Yes.
Not what some person's idea about it. I want to know from him what he likes, what he wants, what his plan and will for us is. And after quite a bit of examination and searching myself, I've come to this conclusion. It's always God's will for all of us to have abundant provision. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Abundant provision. Abundant provision. I know I taught on this some years ago when we first started our first church. And our children's workers are just, they're so wonderful. They take what I teach to the adults and they put it in form to teach the little ones. And so I had taught on God being the God of abundance. And actually, you know, he's the God of overflow and too much, surplus. And so we had taught it, and then they had taught it to the children and ministered, and they got all these, what do you call it, lessons? Object lessons. That's what I was trying to say. Huh?
Action.
So they were demonstrating it. And so this mother said that she came up behind her little one and heard him. He was saying, na 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 na. Da, 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 da. And he was playing with his toys, and he kept saying this thing. She thought, what is he saying? And so she came up behind him, and he's saying, too much milk and too many toys. Too much. He had got that in a church from our people. Too much milk and too many toys. Is that our God? Is he the God of too much milk and too many toys? He really is. Lack is not his will ever under any circumstances. Now, I know every time I say that, there are folks that cringe and go, that's not what we've been taught. I know. That's why I'm taking my time and giving you not one, not three, not 10. Come on, y'all with me? 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure. Did you hear that word, sure? Sure. Abundant provision is always God's will for us all. And that's not exhausting the subject. I mean, you could easily go 30, 50, 100, 1,000. But that would put us over into the millennia, I guess so. Which would be good. It'd be a good use of our time. But our first reason was, we're sure it's God's will for us to have abundant provision, because the Lord is my shepherd. And I mean, how many church-going people love the 23rd Psalm? I mean, it's greatly beloved. Almost every denomination, every group. Well, are you hearing what you're reading? Right? Are you listening to what you're saying? What does it say? The Lord is my shepherd. I often go through hard times. Huh? No, it's not what he said. The Lord is my shepherd, and he's teaching me through lack. Well, if it is sometimes his will to teach you through lack, it's got to agree with this somehow. All the words got to agree. How do we reconcile this? He didn't say, the Lord is my shepherd. Sometimes I do okay. What did he say? I shall not want, or I shall not lack. Let me read other translations to you. Jehovah is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Holman says, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I lack. God's Word translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I am never in need. Never in need. Nothing I lack. I don't lack. I don't want. Well, that's all inclusive. That's not allowing for bad years.
Amen.
Right? Or summer slumps.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, it's not allowing for, bad times. It's like good times all the time. Huh? Having plenty every day. Surely that's not. That's just too good to be true, right? Or is it the will of God? Now, certainly in this life, it's curse-filled, death-filled, demon-filled, and a bunch of crazy people. So you're gonna encounter difficulties. There's going to be challenges that you're going to have to stand and you're going to have to overcome. But what's the objective? I mean, if poverty's God's will, why are you trying to make money? Especially, why are you trying to save anything, or why are you trying to get ahead? You're fighting the will of God. It's just like healing. If you really think it's God's will for you to be sick, that he put that sickness on you, why would you go to the doctor and try to get out of the will of God? See, inconsistent. You see what I'm saying? Inconsistent. And even people that like to fight folks like me and go, I don't believe in all that health stuff and that wealth stuff. Well, what do you believe in then? If you really believe the sickness is the will of God, then submit to the will of God. Quit fighting it. Quit trying to get out of it. I mean, if you love God and you're submitted to him, you want the will of God to be done completely. Mm-hmm. Right? So let that disease go full bore. Huh? Let it go to the worst degree. No, see, something about you recoils from that. You go, no, no. Well, exactly no. Exactly no. We're fighting the same thing medical science is fighting. They're fighting with the natural, they know, but there is the spiritual side. Hallelujah. And there is faith, and God is real. But before you can have faith to be healed, you have to be completely convinced that it is God's will for me to be healed. As long as you're questioning it, that will absolutely undermine your faith. You cannot have faith in an area that you are questioning God's will in. That's why we're having faith school. That's why we're taking the time to go through all these reasons why. Because I want you, I believe it's God's desire in me. He wants to see you prosper. Yes. He's a father. Yes. He's a daddy. Yes. He wants to see his sons and daughters yes. do well. Yes. Doesn't he? Yes. And he's in a position to help you do well. But one thing he requires, it's not optional. He requires faith, and faith comes by hearing, which is why we're going to do some speaking and hearing, and speaking and listening, and reading and hearing and listening. Why? Because faith then begins to come, and it pushes out all of this religious junk and questioning about, yeah, but what about, and how come, and what if, and it could be, and we just don't know. Yeah, and as long as you're talking like that, no faith. No faith. And with no faith, you got the door closed to the Lord helping you in that situation. We don't want that. We want both doors wide open. And we're saying, Lord, come on in. I do believe.
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say all things are possible to him that believes? So you got to make that choice. So somebody say, I do. I choose to believe. Well, to believe what? Well, what he said. If he said, I am the Lord, your shepherd, and you won't lack, then I need to agree with that.
Yes.
No matter what I'm seeing, no matter what I'm feeling, if he says he's my good shepherd, if he says he takes good care of me, then that's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
He's taking good care of me.
Yes.
I have the best shepherd in the universe.
Yes.
He's a good shepherd.
Yes.
And a good shepherd does good things.
Yes.
Amen. Keeps his sheep in a good situation, in a good place. So go ahead, say it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I do not lack.
I do not lack.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I am never in need.
I am never in need.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will not be without any good thing.
I will not be without any good thing.
That's these translations I'm reading. Well, nothing about that indicates lack or want. In fact, he says, I won't be in lack. That was our first reason. Then we went on to reason number two, the goodness of God, the fatherhood of God, the creation of God, God's will in heaven. All of these we spent, multiple classes on talking about. That's why I said go to faithschool.org and you can get all of these. Verse 6, the God of Abraham, number 6 was the God of Abraham, and then we are the seed of Abraham. The blessing of tithing, honor and riches, wisdom and wealth, being imitators of God. And we talked about the great I am. Hallelujah. He still is the great I am.
Amen.
And then we got into number 13, the redemptive names of God. And we spent some time on that last week in these classes. And we want to continue with that same idea. So this is part two of number 13, I guess you could say. The names of God. We looked at, it was four or five of the names. We looked at El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Woo! Does Almighty God sound like you're running low on anything? No, it does not. Then we talked about El Elyon, the Most High God. Hallelujah. We talked about Jehovah in Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. He separates us. And we just touched on this a little bit, but you know, His will is that we not operate on the low, confused, struggling levels that the ungodly and unbelievers do. He wants to separate us. He wants to set us on high. He said, we're going to get into this later, I think, but He said, I'll make you the head and not the tail, above, not beneath. That's the God who separates us from the junk, from the failure. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Then we talked about Jehovah Sabaoth. And what we're saying is these names, Jehovah is the self-existent God, the God of salvation. And then there's another name that He attaches. And these are names God Himself has said, I am this. So you can't find a better place to ascertain the will of God than what He told you He is. Because whatever He is, that's obviously His will and plan. So He also said He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And we got into that some, that, the legions of angels that God is Lord of. Part of that, the scripture said in Hebrews 1, is that they are ministering spirits sent to minister for us. And we didn't go into it, but there have been numerous times that the Lord's angels ministered to His people in times of duress or in times of stress, and also brought them food, helped defend them, all kind of things. Well, when we got these kind of resources behind us, we ought not go under. We ought not go down. We ought to go over. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Jehovah, the Lord of our salvation. Well, let's go on today to another name, and this one is Jehovah Rapha. Now, this means the Lord our physician, the Lord our healer, the Lord who heals us. In Exodus 15, if you want to go and look there, please. Exodus 15, after having delivered them out of Egyptian bondage, they went days without water. They finally came to a place where there was some water, but in examining it, the water was bad. But the Lord, Moses cried out and asked the Lord for help. And the Lord showed him a tree, and they cast the tree into the waters, and the waters, bitter waters, became sweet. All of this is beautiful types of redemption. And that's why we're saying these Jehovah names, these are His redemptive names. Anything in the Bible about a tree or a cross? Yeah. The Lord went to the cross. Waters are often a type of peoples, masses of peoples. And as a result of man's fall and sin and curse, had the waters become bitter? Yeah, they had. Undrinkable, unusable. And could anybody fix them? Nobody could fix them. But the Lord showed Moses a tree. Hallelujah. Did something happen on that tree? Oh, our Messiah, our Redeemer came and took our place and bore the judgment and bitterness of all of the judgment for our sins and mistakes. And when that tree, symbolic of the work of that tree, was cast into the waters, the bitter waters became sweet. Hallelujah. Everything that was bad was fixed. The poison was neutralized and eradicated, removed. And what happened included healing, because the scripture said that the Lord made a statute and an ordinance with them that day when the waters were healed and restored. Exodus 15:26. He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, that was in judgment. For I am the Lord that heals you. Hallelujah. And this is what this is. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha. And in English they put it, I am the Lord that heals you. Well, He used to be the Lord who heals you. No, this is one of those I am, right? So who can say, well, he's changed. Yeah, he did that to prove some things and show some signs, but he's not doing that. Hold on. I am is I am. And is always I am. And he still is the Lord who heals us. Oh, come on, say it out loud.
You are.
Jehovah Rapha.
You are the Lord.
The great physician.
The Lord who heals me.
And it'll help you to say that just every once in a while. Just like you say, the Lord is my Savior. Well, you want to say that. The Lord is my healer. The Lord who has saved me and the Lord who heals me. Same redemption. And so you might say, well, Brother Keith, what does that have to do with God wanting abundant provision? Well, any number of things. For one thing, if you're too sick, you can't work.
Amen.
Can't make any money. Is that right? The bills pile up. And another thing, can you spend a lot of money being sick and trying to recover and trying to find a cure or a help? I mean, spending days and days in the doctor's office and the bills piling up and depending on how serious it is, traveling to other places and trying to get help. You'd save a ton of money just not being sick. What do you think?
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. Psalm 103:1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Psalm 103:2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, last week's class, we talked about the Lord daily loads us with benefits. Here he's reminding us again of all his benefits, plural. And then he starts listing off some of them. And the first big two, he forgives all my iniquities. Now, most Christians anywhere believe that, but they stop short of the rest of the verse. Huh? How is part A true, but part B's passed away? No, he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah Rapha. And our time's up again today. But can you see every one of these names reveals a God who loves us, who wants to do us good, who will never, ever change. Well, that's it for today, but come back tomorrow. There's a lot more to see. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.